Now, we'll take questions, but can I ask for today's purposes, please, that the reporter introduces herself or himself? Thank you.
Gary O'Sullivan, editor of the Irish Catholic, and Kyle O'Brady. The Pope spoke previously about the diminished light of the Gospel, how the Gospel is diminished and arrayed by all this abuse that centuries of persecution hadn't managed. And this visitation report is big on theological solutions for laity, for clergy, and it talks also about how the bishops, you said it yourself, this need for a sense of union and communion. But how can we as lay people and as clergy expect a leadership that has failed so badly? The Pope himself has outlined those failures in his letter. That failed so badly to be credible reformers. And isn't there a case, a very fair case to be made, that perhaps we need new wine and new wineskins, and that a lot of the bishops and a lot of people who were in power at the time should really step aside now and let new grooms, and we have a new groom here beside you from Rome, let some more new grooms, maybe some younger faces, take over, and that would be the heroic thing to do, like Bishop Jim Moriarty did.
Okay, thanks.
Well, hopefully we will get more new brooms as soon as possible. And in the meantime, the work must go on. We mustn't lose heart. We must put our trust in the mercy and the forgiveness of God. And that's why I want to repeat again my plea for forgiveness from those who have been abused. And I apologise and offer my deep felt sorrow. But hopefully there will be new brooms and the work. This is a call for the future to look towards renewal by listening to what the Word of God says to us, humbly, it's in the text there, and what the Holy Spirit is offering us. And
but the Holy Spirit, yes, we should listen to the Word of God, but surely there's issues around governance here, and they are the real issues. And we can't always resort to this theological language when really we're talking about issues of clear governance and in terms of leadership that has failed. And you yourself asked for an auxiliary bishop, I think at least 2 years ago, and that still hasn't happened. So you're asking me to say,
no,
wait and see, but...
Well, that request is still live. I discussed it with the Carlin prefect at the congregation, and he said that nothing would happen until after the visitation.
Okay. Any other questions? Go ahead, Dr. Roger,
please. Patsy McGarry in the Irish Times, Carlin Sean. There were seven visitations, and this is the summation, I presume, of seven reports. Those seven reports, would they be published?
What has been published? It's been published, as was promised, this summary, a comprehensive summary of what took place. And there's also a reference to another report about religious. But the fact is that in this summary, we have all the issues without the needless details which need to be addressed. Remember, this is a pastoral visitation. It's a visitation by which people come in from the Holy Father, in this case, to the representatives, to address and help the local church. And these 7.5 pages are the recommendations, the observations, and the more we tease them out, we will realise just how challenging they are.
Cardinal Sean, would the full report be made available to the Irish Church?
They will be made available, I think, to those to whom they are relevant.
Will the individual report, for instance, the Armagh Archdiocese, as well as visited by Murphy O'Connor and his team?
We've seen a text of that. We've been asked to respond to it, and we've asked to respond to it, and that's where things are at.
Is that the procedure then?
Yes.
The individual reports have been made available to the individual.
And for
response.
Response.
Have you responded?
Yes.
No, you have. All of the seven reports. Responded to.
I don't know, I can only ask it for myself.
We didn't get any report on the visitation to religious. What it says here is that they will be forwarding their conclusions to the individual superiors, and I understand that we will be, discussing those, etc., in the future, but we haven't received anything.
Martin, did you receive a report?
I received a report, one part about the Church in Ireland and some comments on the Church in Dublin. I responded to those. But effectively, all of those matters are included here. This is, I think maybe the word summary is it isn't an executive summary. It's actually a synthesis of the what's in all of the reports. In some cases, as with any report, it's only right that you should see it in advance, so you can correct, for example, factual errors. It was the same with the Murphy Commission. We were able to do that. There were certain things that I challenged and are gone. There are certain things I challenged and are still there. So the Holy See has been very independent in its observations that it has presented. But this is a remarkably good summary of what is in all of those reports. Now, what is in all of those reports are very often summaries of things that were said, and then at times said in confidence, and then these have been digested and brought into this report. And at the moment, this is the only report.
It contains results of the visitation plus future perspectives, and there is important. They are more important than the others. We must keep both contributions.
Very clear.
Yeah.
These seven reports, the completed reports, as opposed to the summary, will not be published.
We saw, let's say, seven. I didn't see seven. I saw the Dublin. I saw the seminary reports. I haven't seen the religious reports. So I've seen three reports. They were draft reports. Effectively, their contents are here. I recognise in this everything that was said in the draft reports that I saw.
Just to underline the point.
No, there's no. Yeah, the other, there's no other. There is no. There are no other reports. Yeah.
Can I ask a different question? I find it a bit strange. I mean, in the context of the issue that led to these visitation teams being sent here, the visitors. Then should concern themselves. I'm not saying it shouldn't be a concern of theirs, but in the context, they talked about a certain tendency, not dominant, but nevertheless fairly widespread among priests, religious, and laity, to hold theological opinions at variance with the teachings of the magisterium. This serious situation requires particular attention directed principally towards improved theological formation.
What's your question?
It must be stressed that dissent from the fundamental teaching of the Church is not the authentic path toward renewal. In the context of Murphy in particular, and indeed of the Ryan report, those cases were mainly historical, and they took place at a time when the Church was dominated by people who were very much in line with the teachings and the thinking of the magisterium. So I'm wondering why the visitation team felt necessary to address that matter.
I think that they addressed the roots of the dramatic situation of sexual abuse, but they addressed other aspects of Irish church life. For example, they addressed the unification of the diocese. But they don't address that as saying that somehow or other the current configuration of Irish diocese contributed to the question of sexual abuse.
This is another. Murphy did raise the issue of governance in the context of Dublin, and so therefore you could extrapolate from that that for an issue to be addressed by the building for the widespread Irish.
Well, I don't think it was about the actual configuration of the diocese. Governance issues certainly they're addressed. The question, it did look at the seminaries, again, not just with regards to the child sexual abuse, but about the overall question.
And we must remember that this was a pastoral visitation, which seeks to understand and work out the implications of faith for a given situation in which the Church finds itself. We mustn't ever forget that, because it was offered to us as a help to the Church going forward. And what I liked particularly about it is that talks about the Catholic community in Ireland. There's a sense of an appeal to a sense of co-responsibility. Okay, you may say they were copping out. It's for the future of the Church by reason of our baptism.
Sarah McDonald.
It's actually just in relation to Patsy's point there, highlighting the observation of the visitators about those theological views of variance. There's also a sense that what is said about the seminary life, that this concern about a more cloistered seminary life seems to be something that's projected as something that will be better for formation. And there's a point here about religious life, building communities capable of offering the members mutual support along the path towards holiness. I'm just wondering, practically, what does that mean?
I say with regard to the seminary, it isn't cloistered life. The seminarians here in Maynooth spend the vast majority of their time alongside the other students. They attend lectures with them. They attend recreation with one another. They're in the libraries together. And what is simply said there is that in a seminary, there must also be that space where the specific formation of priests can take place. And that requires a certain period of time and formation of community. It's not about closing and locking up the seminary. Just go out and see the realities that are here.
And that request has come time and time again from the seminarians themselves. And we must remember the number of weeks that they are absent from the seminary. For example, they're not here today. They're in their parishes. They're ministering and that's on Sunday there. So this, it's a bit fanciful, this thing that being locked back in. It's not at all. But they are entitled to a certain amount of privacy where they can pray, where they can interact with each other as regards their pastoral formation, reflect on what's happening.
Could I reply to the end of your question, Sarah? And just to begin without going back on things, the Cardinal's statement began with an expression of sorrow, and I'd also like to add my voice to that. And I think the document does express, where it says, a great sense of dismay and betrayal. And I think that is something that we all share. Again, it's focused, with regard to the religious, on two elements, mainly ensuring that child safeguarding procedures are in place, and then, to come to your point, the revitalisation, and also, very important, the ongoing support of victims. With regard to the revitalisation, I think everybody understands, and indeed it's in the report, that this has affected everybody. It's not just, I shouldn't say not just, predominantly, of course, the victims, but the fallout has affected all members of the church, clergy, religious, and laity. And in that atmosphere, I think that what the visitation team are trying to do is to encourage all elements of the church to look again at the gospel that has inspired our lives.